Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Magic Shackles. This is a fantasy in a way about some objects that you found. I'm sure you don't even fully remember anymore where or when you found them. But close your eyes and imagine sitting in your room looking at four large rings, two of them a little smaller, two of them a little larger. Unconsciously, you know exactly what they're meant for. You don't really remember how or where you got them, or even why you kept them. But they're here. Four rings. Four shackles, you could even say. I'm sure that all kinds of things are racing through your mind as you look at them. The design is simple but beautiful. The metal well done and strong. They open and close so easily, but you don't see an immediate way clasp them. It's almost as if you have to hold them closed. At the same time, something inside of you tells you that they will stay closed. How would they look on you? How would it be to wear them? You're still alone, safe, in your room. Nobody has to see. Nobody has to even know that you tried them on. They are right there. You can touch them, feel them. Feel the metal cool to your touch, but quickly warming. They also look very strong and almost ominous in a way. If you were to wear them, what would it mean? Would it have some kind of power over you? Would you suddenly feel submissive to something, someone? Well, it's a difficult one. Then again, you are here alone. Nobody can see you. Nobody will know what you're doing. I mean, you can always try on just one. Just one around your wrist. See, it opens so easily and it closes, and it stays closed. It looks kind of nice. It's almost as if you were a captive of sorts, as if your arm is now suddenly enslaved by something. The light in your room seems to glint off the metal, and there's a strange comfort in the weight of the shackle. Should you try to take it off or put on the other one, it's a difficult choice. It's only a coin flip away, but at the same time, you know what you're going to do. Just as easy, it fits around your other wrist. For a moment, you can hold out your arms in front of you, putting the shackles close together, looking at your arms trapped, shackled. Some of your fantasies have touched on this, haven't they? You can so easily imagine someone connecting something to those shackles, leading you or restricting you. Before you're fully aware of what you're doing, your hands are already picking up the other two and fastening them around your ankles. Part of your mind is surprised. It didn't decide this yet, did it? It almost felt as if your hands were told to do this. Your arms were instructed to follow commands. It had to happen. There was a strange comfort, almost a warmth in their weight. You can feel them around your wrists, around your ankles. You can see them reflecting the light, and they just feel so safe. With them on, you don't have to think. You don't have to decide. You're just shackled, following, maybe even enslaved. Part of your mind woke up with this, and you wanted to take them off, worried that they wouldn't come off, but no, as soon as you wanted to, as soon as you moved your own hands, willed your arms, they came off with no resistance whatsoever. Quickly, you took them all off, almost missing the comforting sensation of their weight against your skin, the cool metal that quickly warmed. And no, you can't already miss them. They've only been around your wrists for 5 minutes. Maybe more. Okay, you can just put them away and not think about it. And that's exactly what you did. Fold them up in a piece of cloth. Put them away and try not to think about it. Even if you did sleep really well that evening, dreaming of wearing them and submitting to whatever it was that was holding them, strange dreams that just kept inspiring more and more thoughts, feelings. The next day was almost a repeat of before. Even though you were still not sure where the shackles came from, you now knew how it would feel to put them on. When you were trying to decide to skip doing it, you almost accidentally put one of them on your wrist again, and then felt this wave of comfort, of calm through your body. It was such a pleasant feeling, this comforting weight, as you knew that this made it so easy. And the more you put them on, as you clipped them back onto your other wrist, and then both hands moving to your ankles without even thinking, it just felt right. You were still alone. There was nobody looking or judging or thinking or aware of what you were doing. If you enjoyed wearing those shackles inside your own space, that was fine, wasn't it? And it did feel very good. And maybe, just maybe, you could wear them for a little while and then take them off before bed, so the rest of your evening was filled with comforting normality. Doing your chores felt easier than ever, and this nice feeling of satisfaction swirled through you, doing as you're told, even though there was nobody telling anything. Preparing for bed and curling up under the blankets felt very natural as well, and there was only a tiny part of your mind that realized that you were still wearing them, but you were too tired to take them off. The morning, of course, was a very different story. As soon as you woke up again, you realized that you had accidentally been wearing the shackles this whole night. As soon as you wanted to take them off and mustered the will to do so, they came off without any resistance. They let you take them off. No questions asked. Everything was fine. It was difficult to think that day. You'd been wearing them all night accidentally, and just the lack of their weight around your wrists seemed matter. With every moving you made, you needed to think about it. You were aware that you had to decide. While you were wearing the shackles, everything just happened. It was as if you were being controlled by something outside of you, and it felt so relaxing. It was so relieving to not have to think about every movement, every action. As soon as you got back to your room, your space, it was incredibly tempting to put them on again, but you did your best to resist. It didn't take long, though. You knew that it would feel good. You knew that it would feel so nice to just put them on for a little while longer, but this time definitely take them off before bed. As soon as you put them on, it felt amazing again. As soon as they clicked into place, seemingly closing, staying, they felt so comfortable. There was a pleasant weight to them, nothing restricting your movements, but it just felt like they were holding you down. In a good way, like a weighted blanket. And any time that you didn't need to do something, you almost naturally just kneeled down and waited. It felt so natural to just sit there and relax. Time for bed came, and as you headed to bed, part of you knew that you were still wearing them, but also knew that you really didn't want to take them off. There was a comfort, a calm, a certainty. While you were wearing them, you were being controlled, and everything felt perfect. In the morning, as you went through your ritual, you forgot you were even wearing them. You didn't even realize that you were still wearing them as you went about your daily tasks. I wonder if you even noticed that other people could see them, or maybe they couldn't. Nobody appeared to care. Only when it was evening once again, when you unfolded the cloth you had put them in previously, you realized the shackles had been on you this whole time. Part of you wanted, no, not anymore. Whenever you knelt down on the floor and put the shackles together, it almost felt as if they melted together, becoming one stronger shackle, keeping your arms together, keeping your ankles together, ready to be transported or commanded to whatever. Every night, they help to train you. Every time you wore them, which was more and more, they would still come off any time you wanted them to, but it was getting more difficult to want to. They helped you to relax in that wonderful, mindless state of surrender, submission, where you can wait for a command and be happy to wait, because waiting was following a command. It was obeying the command to wait. Kneeling felt natural. Waiting felt wonderful. And you knew that someone out there was going to control, going to show you that they were holding the shackles, controlling. Some of your rituals changed ever so slightly to feel even more submissive, surrender, wonderful. Movements that became automatic with practice. And even now, I wonder if you can tell the difference, if you're wearing those shackles or not, if you can still feel their pressure, their weight, giving you comfort. Every part of you willingly trained to surrender to them. Of course, this might have been a while ago or just recently. Even to this day, you can still feel them. And I wonder what they make you do. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And welcome back. I hope you still feel them.